My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
I wanna be in this hoi polloi, so I'll be back for good someday to make my
life.
Do you want it to be a duet or what? Yes. Do you want it to be a duet or not?
We are supposed to switch off lines. Here's what's hard about that. There's a delay. And so when we sing together, what I do is I just keep time in my head and just sing because you're always like a beat and a half off from me.
But if
we're swapping lines, we can try it.
How about we both sing it and then you go in and post?
No, I'm going to time it. We're going to make it work. You ready? I'll tap with my foot.
I want to be in this hoi polloi,
so I'll be back for good
to
someday.
To make my life and make my way,
but for today we'll wander and enjoy.
Was I in time?
I mean, it's hard.
Was I not?
No, you were. It was good. It was good.
You're lying to me.
I'm lying to you. Bestie, I figured out when I'm seeing Wicked this week.
We're seeing Wicked. I don't know when you're seeing it, but I'm seeing it tonight when this episode drops.
Tonight? Monday?
When the episode drops, babe.
Oh, yes,
when
then
this
me too.
Episode drops. I'm seeing it tonight.
Okay. Well, I was confused because I do know you have to be somewhere soon. So I was, maybe you
Can
got
you
like pre-screening.
Imagine. I keep being like,
it would be
we have to be done by 8:30.
I would give you a wet willy. I'd be so angry.
I thrust it on you on mic that I'm like, so what I have at 8:30 is I'm seeing Wicked. No, that's not happening.
Like, Ari's probably going to be there. I would cry.
Ari's going to be there.
No, I am seeing Wicked on Wednesday as well.
Oh, well, tonight, happy Wicked Wednesday, everyone. Ooh. Oh my gosh.
And then tomorrow, Wicked Thursday, I'm seeing it in 3D.
I'm seeing it in IMAX literally by myself tonight.
Oh.
And then tomorrow, I'm seeing it with Alex and his wife and Tiffany, and we'll have a grand old time.
But yay, I'm excited.
I wasn't going to wait a full day for when it fit into their schedules. I got to see it the night it comes out.
Oh, no, for real. I pray people who, I've been like begging my friends like to like figure out when we were going to see it. And there was like a ton of different like work schedules and like family stuff where it was like, are we inviting like a million people? Are we inviting just like a few people? So I have been like bugging my friends every freaking single day. Like, are we looking at Wicked tickets yet? Looks like Thursday at 7. That looks good. Like, what are we thinking, kids? And like, it was unfortunately silly geese. Like so many things were going on.
Did you get tickets?
Yeah, we did. We did, but I have to go at 9 p.m.
Oh, that sucks.
Which sucks because I work at like 5 a.m.
On a Wednesday, I'm going at 10 p.m. because, God love them, a friend of mine, like no one knew what their schedules were yet. And so a friend of mine, God bless her, she just like booked a bunch of different ones and was like, I'll just cancel the ones that we don't need. And then
that is bold as hell.
Well, because most of us are AMC members, so it was free.
Oh, but hey, slay.
Then when it was discovered that we weren't going to go on Wednesday anymore, she canceled the order and there was a miscommunication that she was supposed to cancel everyone but mine's, but she canceled mine.
Oh, I hear you.
And then the ticket got snatched up, so I had to reschedule it for 10 p.m.
Yay! Gosh darn it.
I know. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. I'm glad you get to go, though.
Thank you. I'm thrilled. Well, happy Wicked Wednesday, everyone. My name is Ian Allred. I'm a Wicked Gleek.
Hey, what's up? I'm Lena Knatzer. I almost said I was Ian Allred. And I'm also a Wicked Gleek.
Hey!
Do you have a favorite, like, Wicked phrase?
Oh my gosh, I like congratulations.
That was my favorite too. I love congratulations.
I'm sorry, yours is congratulations. I like disgusticified.
Oh, disgusticified, yeah.
Especially because...
so disgusting-ified.
Much love to Stephen Schwartz. I think that score is genuinely incredible.
Yeah.
But I do think it's a little funny that he used a cheat code where anytime he couldn't find a rhyme that worked, he would just make up a word that scanned and go,
I like it.
It's just Oz slang.
Throw it in, kids. I love
disgusticified.
It.
Disgusticified. They say that.
Oh my God. Oh, I Steven say Schwartz, congratulations. Like it's nobody's business.
The reason I said congratulations is because you say it. Like, that's why that one was fresh in my brain, genuinely. So it really is my favorite because it's your favorite.
Aw, I love that. Aww. You have been changed for good.
True.
By my preference in wicked slang.
True.
You know what also I say that doesn't have anything to do with wicked, but has something to do with the word congratulations? I love the publicity sketch with Nick Kroll and Jenny Slate a lot. And they say congratulitos. Congratulitos. I feel like I say that like literally at work. Someone will be like, oh, I did this. And we'll be like, congratulitos.
I do think I've heard you say congratulitos.
Yeah. That one is silly.
Hi. Hi.
Oh my God.
Should we get to our first email? We can like spread them out.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, baby.
Okay. Let's kick things off with an email from... Sophie.
Hey, besties. I am so glad you guys are back. I've missed you oh so much. I've been catching up on your Gleowind episodes while I garden. I'll dedicate my first strawberry to you. And was completely flabbergasted when I heard you say in the Mashoff episode that just about no one listened to your episodes covering the Glee Project. Like, huh? Truly, those are some of my favorite episodes of the pod, and I think they're some of the only ones I've re-listened to. Maybe it's just because I watched The Glee Project as a child when it was first airing, but I can't imagine going through Glee or your podcast and not taking that pit stop. Their loss, I suppose. But for real, though, I'm so excited that you've decided to keep podcasting. Your Glee ramblings have gotten me through so much, positive and not, over the years. It's insane. So as long as you're still having fun, I'll be tuning in. I'll leave you with a question if you feel inclined to answer. What are some drag names you think the Glee Clubbers, I wanted to write Glubbers, but that felt so gross, would use? Love you lots, Sophie.
Sophie, please, will you email us a picture of your strawberry? I love people who garden. Oh my gosh, please email us.
I love the insurgents, is that the word? I don't know, we're going to pretend it's the word. I'm
Resurgence?
Stephen Schwartzing it. No, the insurgents. Not a resurgence, because it's not resurging. It's surging for the first time. It's the first surge. The influx is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
The influx of Glee Project episode love, like, we've gotten recently.
Oh, yeah. No, I really love that. It really
warms. All I got to do, if I want someone to compliment me on something on this podcast, complain. I just gotta complain about it. Exactly. Yeah.
That's called... I like to call it fishing for compliment.
Exactly.
No, but genuinely, I am so glad to hear that people enjoy it because, I mean, at least like the perception that we had, like at the time and post the time, we were like, oh, dang, our friends. So I'm glad to hear that the people who did tune in really enjoyed it. And if you didn't tune in and you're here now, I'm happy that you are here 100%. If you're like, not into the Glee Project, that's fine. But the girls who get it really get it. And I love
that. The Glees who get it, baby. Sophie, I took a crack at this drag name thing. Some are better than others.
Yeah.
Some I'm like really proud about.
The suggestion
about.
That I gave him, he went, ugh.
Which one was that even for? Was that the Puck one?
Yeah, the Puck one, you went,
I think I'd still put it.
So just so you know, that one's not too good.
Hey. But I really gave it a crack. I did run out of time. I was going to do like everyone, as in like newbies.
Yeah.
Lauren Zeiss's everyone. I ran out of time. So it's all of the season 2 Glee Clubbers, sans Lauren, love you girl.
Love you girl.
And then Holly Holiday, because Holly Holiday writes itself.
Oh, hello. That's
just Cuthbert moving on to Holly Holiday. All right. They're not all winners.
It was begging you to do that.
It was begging. They're not all winners, but I did really think about each character and try and make it specific to the character.
I love that. I can't wait to hear them.
Here's what we have. Rachel Berry's drag name is Natalie's Wood.
I like it.
She's a big Natalie Wood fan.
She loves
she
Natalie Wood.
She talks about it in season three.
Yeah.
Quinn. Three names. Les Lee Man. She's a drag king.
Oh, Les, I like that.
Lee Man.
Yeah, because Les.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that.
Finn, Andrea the Giant, moving on.
I love it.
Tina, Ivana Solo.
That is so dumb. I love it.
I do think that Hagatha Christie is also a good name, which she canonically does say herself.
That
so
is
Hagatha
really
Christie
good.
Is also in there. Kurtz is such a reach. Okay. I was really trying to make this pun work. We're going to say, and this isn't against his personality. Kurt Hummel really loves Halloween Town. And so his drag name is Judith Vogue, a pun on Judith Hoag, who plays the mom in Halloween
Town.
Not
Judith Hoag. That is so stupid.
And he also loves the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. A big Judith Hoag fan.
And she's sexy. She is really sexy.
She's sexy. She's the most beautiful woman on the planet. Judith Hoag, Judith Hoag.
That's actually, I kind of love that.
Thank you.
And I think it's like just niche enough. I think Kurt would love that.
I feel like Judith Hoag is like, she has all the makings to be gay famous, you know?
She should be gay famous.
She should be gay famous.
What's she up to?
Let's make Judith Hoag gay famous. Come on.
Can that be the title of the episode?
Let's make Judith Hoag gay famous. I do like that.
She should be.
She should be. She's gorgeous.
She's in gorgeous.
She's in two niche properties that gay people love, which are Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Halloween Town. What's going on? Let's make Judith Hoag gay famous. Okay.
That is too silly.
Mike Chang is Throb Fosse.
I like it.
Thank you.
Throb Fosse.
Sugar. I'm going to hold your hand for this one. I need you to come on a trip with me.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Sugar Mata. Three names. First name, Vaux. And it's spelled like fancy in French. V-E-A-U-X.
Yeah. I love.
Middle name, Kana. Last name, Jewels. Like a diamond. Like a jewel ring, jewel necklace.
Uh-huh.
All together, it's Vocal Nodules.
Oh, I like. She has vocal nodules. I really
she
like that.
She has vocal nodules. Thank you. I really wanted to make that work.
I really like it.
It was really sweaty. And I said, we're going to plow through. We're going to plow through and we're going to pretend this works. Puck is Noah Fuck Her Man. Hey.
Hey. That's the one I came up with and Ian went, eh.
The alt, which is also an eh, is Richard Dixon. I really wanted a crass one for Puck, but all of the things I came up with are already taken.
Like exist, yeah.
Yeah, tragically. Okay.
Damn.
Hey, you guys, it's Ian from the future. My alt for Puck a day later is Bunny Lingus. Okay, back to the episode.
Santana Lopez is Glory Hole Estefan.
Oh my God. I love that. I love that so much.
That's my favorite one.
Her mom.
And then Blaine Anderson is Matt Boner.
Perfect. I love it. Matt Boner. Matt Boner. Matt.
Joe Hart. I put Joe Fart as a joke.
Joe Fart is perfect.
But if we wanted to do like give it a little like Christian spin, have Jenna Cis, and it's Jenna, and then cis like cisgender.
Cis like cis. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, Jenna Cis.
I like it.
Brittany is Spork.
Yay! I love that. That's perfect. I love that. Spork. That's so stupid. It's perfect.
Mercedes Jones. This is not what Mercedes Jones would name herself, but I'm sorry, everyone. It's what I came up with. Mercedes Jones is Buick Smith. Just because...
Named Buick Smith is perfect.
She's a drag king named Buick Smith. It's the male version of Mercedes Jones.
It's really perfect. It's perfect.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you. Artie Abrams, Jessica Biel. He's a big Seventh Heaven fan. He loves Jessica Biel.
Huge.
Huge Seventh Heaven fan.
Hey, you guys. It's me again. So my alt for Artie, to give a shout out to his love of film, is Alfred Hitch Penis.
And finally, Sam Evans' drag name is Three Cheese Chicken Flatbread Melt from Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's, I love that. Three Cheese Chicken Flatbread Melt. Yay, great job.
Glory Hole Estefan is my favorite one.
No, that is perfect.
I'm
that's so good.
Proud of that.
Glory Hole Estefan. Someone needs to actually take that.
My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
Speaking of gay famous, is this the moment when I can talk about my SNL experience?
I'm begging you to talk about your SNL experience.
Ooh, so I was on SNL last Saturday, which is technically true.
It's true.
Would hold up in a court of law because I am on camera for about 2 seconds and you can not tell that it's me. But it is me up in the audience. But I can. I remember where I was sitting. So I was in the live studio audience for Charlie XCX doing double duty, hosting and musical guesting SNL last Saturday. And it was amazing.
I'm so,
so I'll
glad.
Take you all back in time.
Yes.
The day, Saturday, the 9th, whatever the heck. The Saturday before was. Yeah, Saturday, November 9th. I was in Brooklyn at a farmer's market in Dumbo. And I heard someone say my name and I turn around. And who is it? But friend of the podcast, Nadia, and friend of the podcast, AJ. Nadia, who's getting a lot of pull on this podcast recently because we just talked about her because she's the person who filmed us doing Let's Have a Kiki episode 4 Below. Anyways, I happened to run into her at Brooklyn. We had a lovely conversation. They went their merry way. And then I saw on Instagram that night that they were seeing SNL. And I responded and was like, oh my gosh, I'm so jealous. That's cool. And then she responded and said, oh, Ian, you've come to the right place. I can walk you through exactly how to do this. So none of this would be possible without Nadia and AJ. God bless them.
My heroes.
Truly. I did the whole standby situation where you have to register for standby on Thursday morning and you have to do it like right at 10 a.m. or else you don't get a slot. And then, this is crazy. Then, if you get a spot for standby, you have to show up at 30 Rock Friday at 7 p.m. If you don't check in by 7, you don't get to go.
You're SOL.
And then they make you just stand in line until midnight. So like, even though the line is closed after 7, so literally no one could be added, you still have to stay there for 5 entire hours. I do think, frankly, part of it is SNL is like, we want to make sure that the people in the audience are going to give us a good show and really want to be here.
Oh, yeah.
So we need people who want it so bad that they're going to suffer to be here.
I hear
you. As opposed to like, I have nothing better to do. I might as well go.
I also think that the environment of SNL is so crazy. I mean, I can't even imagine doing it. Like, those people don't sleep literally at all, ever. So I think it's just like, a natural way to continue the crazy outside in the line, yeah. I guess.
They're like, if the cast is suffering, you must suffer too.
If I have slept on a couch for 6 months, you can sleep on the ground.
Yeah. Before the pandemic, they wouldn't give you the tickets until the next morning and you literally had to sleep outside.
That, it's not right.
Crazy. I did have a great time in that line.
Good.
A bunch of us just set up shop and just chatted, and I made a bunch of friends, and it was all like like-minded people, you know, people who want to go to SNL so badly that they would wait outside for 5 hours to do it.
Yeah.
So we were all just like chatting and bonding and had a grand old time.
Good.
However, you get at the end of the 5 hours, they give you like your ticket that will potentially get you into the show. Mm-hmm. However, you're still not guaranteed that you're going to get to the show. Because standby just fills in for how many empty seats there are. So the whole time I was in a group of 9, which included Nadia and AJ because they also went on Saturday. And then 6 other people and me. And we kept being like, oh, 9 of us are going to make it. We're manifesting. All 9 of us are going to make it. All 9 of us are going to make it. I was like number 63. And then the highest among us was like 77.
Okay.
And usually like that's kind of the dicey area where they don't have enough seats for people. So we came back on Saturday, and wonder of wonder, miracle of miracles, our manifestations worked. All 9 of us got in.
Oh, that's so awesome.
We got to sit and watch SNL. It was genuinely so fun. One of the most fun nights I've had in New York.
Yay.
You can hear my laugh on the tape. Check the tapes. Oh, yeah. You can hear me.
At family dinner yesterday, I literally played clips of you laughing to my entire family. I was like, listen.
There was a woman in the audience who kept looking back at me and giving me the stink eye. And I was like, ma'am, what do you want? We're at a comedy show.
Welcome to a comedy show. This is a sketch show, you freaking weirdo.
Seriously. And I don't know if you know, there's microphones above us because they want us to laugh.
They want the laugh track. Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. But genuinely, it was so fun. It was so cool. It's really interesting to see like the ballet that is SNL and how
quickly
they set up the sets and how quickly they take them down, specifically because they have to be setting up one set while they take the other down. Each sketch is filmed in a separate corner of the room. One sketch will be like in the center on the stage where the band plays. Then the next sketch will be like in the far back corner, and then the sketch following that will be like closer to where I was sitting. It just switches because the commercials are so short, they cannot be taking down a set and then building one in the same place. They have to do it at the same time. Also,
how?
I don't know why this didn't occur to me, because if you think about it for 10 seconds, of course this is how it's done. But like on Saturday, they did another version of the Domingo sketch.
Yes.
And that sketch is Chloe Fineman and Andrew Dismukes sitting at a table. And then like across the room from them are the bridesmaids, and the bridesmaids are like doing a show for them. Mm-hmm. But how it's filmed are the bridesmaids are here in this corner of the studio. That's the word. And then Chloe Fineman and Andrew Dismukes are like not only 100 feet away, but facing a different direction where they can't even see what the bridesmaids are doing.
Oh, really?
And in my mind,
they were like at least right next to each other.
Exactly. Like, that's what I thought. In my brain, they were literally across from each other and there were just like cameras in between.
So they have to like run to like go twerk on Domingo.
Well, yeah. And like Ashley Padilla opens that sketch by being like, oh, and the winner of the baby food was this flavor. And then she has to like sprint across the studio to sit behind Chloe
Fine
for the next shot. But they have monitors in front of them so they can see what the other one is doing through the monitor. But they are literally not even close to each other, not facing each other at all. That was crazy to me for some reason.
And did you have monitors up in the where you were sitting? Okay, very good.
Yes, because sometimes, like the Shrek sketch, my favorite of the night, was filmed directly.
I love that sketch.
It was that was written for me.
Yeah, literally.
It was filmed directly in front of where I was sitting, facing the other way. So I couldn't see any actor, but I could see the cue cards, but I couldn't see any actors. So I had to look up on the TV and watch it.
Oh my
but
gosh, also, that's so awesome.
It was exciting that I could see the cue cards from that sketch because clearly they were running short on time.
Yeah.
Because the cue cards had like a third of the lines whited out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So they were doing an abridged version of the sketch and would just hold up a cue card and whatever line was now gone and they would
move forward. That's awesome.
It was very cool. It's very interesting. I had a great time.
Over the pants, under the belt. What is
motorboat.
It? I don't know.
Something like
motorboat.
That.
Yeah. I was seriously freaking the fuck out because I knew that you had planned on going, but you didn't know for sure if you were going to like be there. Oh my God. Dreams coming true. That's so
fabulous.
Awesome.
I love you, Charlie XCX. And then,
oh my God,
dreams coming true again. I posted on my Instagram story just like a bunch of clips of when you can hear me laugh. And one of them was after Marcela Hernandez in the Thanksgiving Bake Off sketch goes, also, I think I might be stupid.
One of my favorite lines of the whole night.
Incredible. They knew I was coming because Marcelo was the lead in like three different sketches. And I, on that post of my story, tagged Marcela Hernandez and said, Marcela Hernandez should go on a date with me as a prank. And then Marcela Hernandez liked it. But then I did, I don't know if you know this, I did then message him.
You did not.
Because he saw the story and he liked it. So I was like, I was like, this isn't a joke. I know I said as a prank, but I'm serious.
He is really sexy. He is hot, hot.
And so I messaged him and said, if you ever do want to go on a date, just say the word. I promise I'm relatively sane. He did not respond. And then today he's posted pictures of Sabrina Carpenter. So whatever. I'm over it. But Marcela Hernandez, if you ever listen to this podcast, that was not a joke. If you want to go on a date, let me know. I'm there. Marcela Hernandez, if you're a Gleek, you come to the right place.
I love to think about celebrities and whether or not they would be a Gleek. And unfortunately, most of the time, I think no.
Yeah, I think no most of the time, too.
Marcela Hernandez, unfortunately, I think I might be stupid.
Leo, what happened? I don't know. I think I just ran out of time. And also, I think I might be stupid.
The way he said it was like, he's like near tears, but also about to laugh. It's my favorite.
It's so good. It's so good.
I also have to say, everyone says this, but literally like even my sister was like, Ian has the best laugh in the world, but you genuinely have the best laugh.
Thank you.
So glad it was immortalized on SNL. Let's get your ass on that show for real. Like either in the cast or like, maybe they could just like let you watch the show every week.
Genuinely. I want to be on SNL to a degree I can't put into words. The problem is being on SNL, like when you're on SNL, mm-hmm. Well, not even that, although goodness knows I am bad at impressions, but anyone on SNL is there after like 5 to 10 years of comedy work.
Yeah.
And so it's like, if that were to ever happen for me, it wouldn't happen until I was like 35 at the earliest. I just like, yeah. I haven't even started. So yeah. That's the hang up there.
I hear you.
Did you know that I went to just some random bar in Brooklyn a few weeks ago and just did stand up for the first time at an open mic in Brooklyn?
I think you maybe, did you mention that to me?
I might have.
If you did, we haven't like talked about it. How did it go? I think it went very well
to the degree that the owner of the bar came up to me after my set to tell me how good it was.
And you told me that you were gonna tell a friend the story that, yes, it was, we hung out for my birthday. We went to a comedy show and you told me that you did stand up. Was this that mm-hmm. time?
Yes, it's the only time I've done it.
And I remember the story you told. How about you tell it here?
I'm not going to. There is a reason I went to a bar in Brooklyn where nobody knew me except the one friend that talked me into it.
That's so awesome. I'm glad you did that.
It was fun. I'd like to do it more, but yeah. It's just, ugh.
Yeah.
It's just so daunting to like to start a whole new thing, you know?
Yeah.
Anyways, sorry to make this like.
No, I love it.
Turn the podcast into like Ian just wondering about his future and what his life will be. Let's get back to an email.
It's almost like Glee. I don't know. I like it. I like hearing about your life.
Thank you. Also, Marcelo, if you are listening, leave Sabrina Carpenter for me. Or Lena, honestly. That'd be just
maybe
as exciting.
Maybe he's bi still dancing with Domingo.
That's the thing. I already said this to you. But in that post that Sabrina Carpenter posted, of all the lines, because I don't know Marcelo's sexuality, and frankly, it's not my business. The reason it is my business is because I want to date him, but it's not actually my business. But of all lines in that sketch to quote, Sabrina Carpenter quoted, maybe he's bi still dancing with Domingo.
Oh. So, I'm so glad you got to see a Domingo sketch.
Hey, literally the girl next to me who I had met the night previously.
Yeah.
As soon as the bridesmaids were like, and we prepared a song, both of us were grabbing each other like, and then when it was set to hot to go, we were losing our minds.
Oh my God. Crazy. I can't wait. Let's bring back SNL character movies. I want a Domingo movie.
See, this is where you and I disagree. I am an SNL defender, like to the grave. I will defend that show. I will fight people on it. Part of the beauty of SNL is that it's kind of bad because they did it in 1 week. Like, that's what I'm so passionate about. Is there
like
funnier?
Coneheads?
I've never seen Coneheads, to be fair.
I don't like Coneheads.
But there are more consistent quality sketch shows, but they aren't literally created in 1 week. Like, that's what's so thrilling about it to me.
Yeah.
However, there are exceptions, but for the most part, SNL movies just don't work, in my opinion, because you're taking an idea that worked so well for a 5-minute sketch.
Yeah.
How is that supposed to last 90 minutes? Superstar is one of the ones that I would say is an exception.
I like Superstar.
But for the most part, it's a joke that is supposed to be in a short format, and we're just beating the joke to death when we
I'm just trying to get this guy a movie deal.
You're just trying to get Marcelo on the big screen. I appreciate it.
I'm just trying to set your family up right.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Anyways, on to the next thing.
Do you want to read an email?
Yeah.
Let's read an email, shall we, from Kenna.
Hey, Ian and Lena. My name is Kenna, and I'm a senior in high school in Arizona. What's up, AZ? Represent.
AZ.
I found your podcast.
Bella Swan.
Just like Bella Swan. I found your podcast in November of 2020 and have been a weekly listener since, but this is my first time emailing. You guys have seriously been such a constant in my life for 4 years, and I have formed an unhealthy emotional attachment to y'all. Very parasocial, I'm aware. With the incoming holiday season, I felt the need to share a story with you guys. One of the first few episodes I ever listened to was the Grinch musical live review, and I probably listened to it 50 times that Christmas season. I love it. Ever since, it has been a tradition for me to take my dog Marlo on a night walk as soon as there are Christmas lights up in my neighborhood while listening to that episode. No joke, I can probably quote it word for word. It's one of my favorite Christmas traditions, especially because my dog loves looking at the Christmas lights and going on an extra long walk so I can finish the episode. Unfortunately, as of writing this, my dog passed away last week. And needless to say, I haven't been in much of a holiday mood. A good amount of holiday lights went up in my neighborhood tonight, so I decided to still take a walk and listen to the podcast this year. It was probably the first time in a week that I have felt so happy. Thank you for helping me through so many tough times like this one, and never failing to make my day better. I can't wait to continue my little tradition to both remember my pup and spend time with you guys. Again, a very parasocial statement. Sending lots of love, Kenna.
I just want to say that I'm so sorry for you and your family's loss, but I also want to say thank you for sharing that with me and sharing that with us. That's like really lovely to hear that we've been a part of, you know, you and your family and you and Marlo's traditions. So thank you for sharing that. I am so sorry for your loss. I literally, when to share a little bit, my family dog just passed away recently as well. And he was like, you know, my angel, my best friend. And so my heart is totally with you in that. And pets are a part of the family, man. It really is tough when they leave you. But I'm so glad that, you know, you had that moment of remembering him and we could make you smile for a second. That is so, that's so, I really appreciate you sending that. It's very, very nice.
Yeah. This is a very beautiful email.
Yeah.
Knowing that we were a part of and continue to be a part of a holiday tradition is...
Yeah, that's so lovely.
It's so wild and so incredible and, I don't know, it makes me feel very special.
Yeah.
And just like Lena said, I'm very sorry for what you're going through. And I'm glad we could provide some comfort during this time.
Yeah. Just recently, when my dog passed away, we were at the vet and I kept feeling the need to tell every person who came in contact with us, like how good of a dog Oliver was. I was like, no, but he's such a good dog. Aww. And they're like, yeah, like they're part of the family. You get it. I was like, no, you guys don't understand. He's an angel. He's literally an angel. Ah, that's so tough. That is so tough. And I'm so sorry for your loss, Kenna. Yeah. I'm sure Marlo was an angel.
Yeah.
It's not right. That's not right. Should we read another email?
Yeah, we can read another email.
Should we say something else in transition?
I don't know. This is the stuff I'm bad at. This is why we have you on the podcast. This is your area. The stuff like this, genuinely, like, I love this email.
Yeah,
but I just like clam up and I'm like, I guess
I
don't know what to say. I don't know if anything I said would ever be the right thing. Yeah.
You always say the right thing.
That's a lie, but thank you for saying it, babe.
Kenna, sending so much love to you and your family. And I hope that in this Christmas season, you can hear us listen. You can hear us talk about how weird. Freaking, what is his name?
Matthew Morrison, babe.
Thank you. You can hear us talk about how weird Matthew Morrison is in that show.
That's
I'm
another.
So glad. I'm so glad that you enjoy it.
Much like our Glee Project episodes, that's another like niche episode.
Sleeper hit, yeah.
Yeah, that like the general public doesn't listen to because who watched The Grinch live when it aired on TV?
It was pretty fun.
But real ones stream
Stewart,
that episode.
Man. He's killer in that.
I'll never forget. That's the episode where we talked about our childhood imaginary friends. Was
we did uh-huh. Oh my
and
gosh.
you talked about Storm, what's her name,
Thorn
the warrior
Storm.
Cats girl Thorn Storm
uh-huh the Thorn warrior Storm. Cats girl no it was the Scooby-Doo girl plus Storm from X-Men.
But was it the name warrior cats-esque? I feel like after we recorded that episode is when we got the email that was like, so now, based on the name Thorn Storm, I got a certain vibe.
I love that. No, I feel like I remember that. And I remember I brought up that I used to tell people that I had read Warrior Cats, but I actually haven't read any Warrior Cats.
Here is said email. It's from Emma.
Oh my God.
On January 8th.
You really control F'd that. You found it
January
fast.
January 8th, 2001. Emma, if you're still
2001?
Here, what's up, girl? Yes, and I still remember this. Okay, hi, I'm listening.
2001?
Yes, 2001. The Twin Towers had not yet fallen. That was probably insensitive. Maybe I should cut that out. 2001, we were just getting over Y2K. That's the alt. We'll do that one. Sorry, I see 2001. I grew up in the United States. It's what comes to mind.
No, me too.
I remember the day. Anyways. Anyways, the email says, okay, hi, I'm listening to the Grinch minisode. Lena just told us she made people call her Thorn Storm for like a year and it gave me certain yes. vibes. So I just had to know, was Lena a Warrior Cats kid?
Oh, hey. Yes. There it is. That yeah, is what it was. It is.
There it is. Booyah, booyah.
I well, did make people. My dad like called me Thormstrom forever.
That's amazing.
Shout out. Isn't that awesome?
That is killer amazing. Name.
And you had, what was, don't tell me the name, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Bob.
It was because I'll never remember. It was, the reason it came up is it was like weirdly similar to the name of a guy who worked on The Grinch Live somehow. Oh, yeah. And that's why I brought it up.
What was the name?
Joe Bobolingo.
Joe Bobolingo.
What was that man's name that I was like, know. Oh, this sounds like Joe Bobolingo. I'm looking it up now.
Your imaginary friend grew up and became a person.
Oh, it was Joe Bo. That's right.
Joe Bo.
Because,
yes.
God, this is, just listen to the Grinch episode.
because you got a piece of mail.
Addressed to the parents of Joe Bo. And my sister was like, Joe Bobolingo is an adult, and that's what he goes by now.
He dropped the Obolingo.
you can't have Obolingo in a place of work.
A self-respecting adult is not named Joe Bobolingo. It's not named
Joe Bobolingo. He's got to be Joe Bo.
Hello.
Wow. A throwback.
I should go back and listen to that. That is so fun.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I have a hard time with those early episodes simply because of how bad our mics are. I tried to re-listen to the Minnesota when we're driving to Disneyland once just because I was like getting nostalgic. Yeah. And I sincerely was like, this sound quality is ass. I cannot sit through this.
It also is like, when I heard it, I was like, we would have been better to just like use our phones.
Yeah, because every time.
It's like jiggling.
Yeah, it like jiggles against the dashboard. You can hear it. It's rough.
Wait,
it's
I'm so glad we did that though. That was fun.
My advice for entrepreneurs is definitely to level up with Shopify. The platform is just never a worry. Like, I have so many worries, but the platform is never one. I feel like Shopify really thinks about how they can optimize. It just always feels very ahead of the curve. Everything is just super easy to connect and link. They really know what we need. Time and money that is saved, I can spend on other things and on growth.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
Let's read another email, shall we?
Let's read another email.
Here is a little message from Billy.
Hi, Ian and Lena. I'm Billy, second time emailer from the UK.
International listener!
It's fully been nearly 2 years since I last emailed, but don't you worry, I've still been listening. Let it be known you will be on my Spotify Wrapped yet again. Firstly, I need you to know that I absolutely listen to the Hangout episodes. I listen to it at the gym, and it's good vibes. Side note, since it's the Gleegionals episode, I need to tell you that Glee Season 1 Regionals goes hard on the treadmill, like the whole set list. Everything. It's so insane. Also, I love that you guys are doing the Glee Wines. Not gonna lie, I was thinking as you reached Season 6 what on earth I was gonna do when you guys reached the end. So I'm glad to see you back with this. Hearing you both talk about Journey to Regionals made me so nostalgic for being like 12 years old and watching that episode for the first time and talking everyone's ear off about it. I had to rewatch the episode when I got home today, and it never fails to make me emotional. It's emotional gut punch after emotional gut punch, and it's Glee at its absolute best. And I, for one, will never get tired of hearing Don't Stop Believin' again. I feel like every time it's reused well. I have seen so many takes recently of people being sick of Don't Stop Believin' coming back again and again, and it's so refreshing to hear some correct takes on it. It is the theme song of Glee, and it's reused so meaningfully and thoughtfully, and Journey to Regionals might just be my favorite version. Journey to Regionals set an insanely high bar for Regionals episodes, and it feels like they never even tried to get there again. And perhaps a hot take, but I'm kind of glad they didn't, because it just makes Journey to Regionals shine even brighter. Much love to you both, Billy, they, them. Billy, you are so correct. Don't Stop Believin'. You come to the right place.
I have not heard people talk about how they don't like Don't Stop Believin' recently. And I'm glad for it because I think if I heard that, I'd probably cry blood or something, like something really violent.
Oh my word.
I can't take that information. Oh, I love that word. Song.
Also, fishing for compliments. Last episode, we were like, is anyone listening to the Hangout episode?
Are we actually such bitches? Should we actually chill?
You guys, we're not even funny. That's why earlier I was like, I just don't think I can make it in the comedy scene. So next time's emails better be full of telling me how funny I am. So help me.
You better. Honestly, Slay.
Hey.
Should we chill though? That's really funny. That's really funny. But I mean, hey, I'm glad people are tuning in, and I'm glad people are letting us know.
And I'm glad people are complimenting us. I won't turn down a compliment. I can't deny it.
I never would. Because if you guys listened to our episode on our astrology, we both love attention.
Mm-hmm. Billy, you're so right. Journey to Regionals, as we said, is that girl. And the set list of that episode, frankly, hot take. I could take or leave Somewhere Over the Rainbow. But besides that number,
yeah,
amazing set list. Amazing hit after hit after hit after hit. I love that episode.
I think that episode is maybe one of the best of the entire show. Absolutely. I think definitely.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. I think there's a case for it to be the best. Yeah, but that's maybe. Because I could also make cases for a bunch of other episodes.
Yeah, me too.
But definitely. One of definitive.
Yeah. I'm like, should we rank the episodes? No.
Maybe someday. No. Well, I don't know if you remember, but we fully have done this.
We did it
in our series wrap up. We said what the best episode was in our opinion.
Oh.
And I do think that I said duets, I think is what I said.
Oh, duets is a good one. What did
and
I say?
And my reasoning was because it was like the most Glee episode.
Did I say Journey to Regionals?
You might have.
I might have said that. There's a case I would have said maybe laryngitis. I also could have said blame it on the alcohol.
Hey, there's a lot of good ones. There's a lot of good ones.
I could have said the pilot. Lord knows. You could have said mattress.
I didn't say mattress.
Oh, you love mattress.
I do love mattress, but I know I didn't say mattress.
Okay.
Because I remember thinking about mattress.
You remember
and going,
things better than me, famously. I might be stupid.
And also, I think I might be stupid. I also got the acting teacher sketch that literally was just a vehicle for Marcella to play an insane person. I ate it up. When he goes to, is it Andrew Dismukes again? I think it is. And he tells him to say anything to him. And then anytime Andrew Dismukes talks, he just goes. I loved it.
One of my favorite Marcelo sketches that's happened recently was the couple you can't believe is together.
Mm-hmm. Him and Jane Wickline.
I loved that so much.
Yeah. The moment that I was like, this Marcelo guy is going places.
Yeah.
Is when he had the Weekend Update, which was honestly like long enough into his career on SNL that I should have seen it sooner. But when he had the Weekend Update feature where he was the like, what category was it? But the hurricane that hit New York that week that was like so minimal a level that it barely even made the news. And he has the hat on that looks like the city of New York that jiggles and just does a whole bit about like how like badass and scary he is. The earthquake that had Manhattan at its knees. And I loved
that. Oh, I haven't seen that. I'll have to go check it out.
Very funny.
I'll go check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I've already interrupted this episode twice, so I figured why not do it a third time. Just coming in to say that actually the time that I noticed Marcelo was the Adam Driver, Olivia Rodrigo episode when they did the sketch Tiny Ass Bags. I just, for some reason, thought the earthquake episode aired before that, but it was actually like 5 months after.
I do think he is very handsome.
He is. Anyways.
Anyways.
We cannot spend more of this episode talking about Marcelo Hernandez.
Jesus.
Moving on.
We're supposed to be talking about What's-Her-Face, the woman we're making gay
Judith
famous.
Judith Hogue. We're supposed to be talking about Judith Hogue. We got to make her gay famous. You know who's, speaking of beautiful people, you know who else is beautiful? Judith Hogue. Come on.
Come on.
Come on, homosexuals.
Get her, girls.
Speaking of gay famous, one of my favorite SNL jokes ever is the sketch where Sarah Sherman is
back to her.
Sarah Sherman's in a hospital bed and she keeps having hallucinations of Troye Sivan dancing for her.
Oh, yes, and of course.
And Bowen Yang is the doctor and he's trying to like figure out what's going on that she's seeing Troye Sivan. And she's like, I don't know, maybe I like saw him on TV. Isn't he famous or something? And Bowen Yang goes, he's gay famous. It's different.
Boy Genius is in that sketch.
They are in that sketch. They play Troye Sivan as well.
I love it.
We were in line for Charlie XCX. We were literally taking bets on what she was going to perform. All of us said 360.
Of course.
None of us said Sympathy is a Knife.
You know, Sympathy is a Knife really took me back.
That was a turn.
And thank God, I love that song.
But my guess, and a lot of people's guess, was that it was going to be Talk Talk, the remix, and Troye Sivan was going to make a cameo.
God, that would have been so awesome.
So I then when song. It was the Wicked audition sketch and the what are these things called?
The marker? You know,
the marker.
Yeah.
Steve,
I don't know
marker.
What it's called.
The marker, whatever the heck it's called. The clapboard, that's what it is. The clapboard said for the next audition, Charlie XCX and Troye Sivan. Me and the girl next to me in the audience were like, it's happening, he's on this episode. And then it was Bowen Yang as Charlie and Charlie as Troye Sivan. And Troye Sivan wasn't in the episode.
Yeah.
He was hanging out with Judith Hogue. He was trying to
gay famous. He's gay famous.
All the gay famous were hanging out together. Anyways, what we're actually here to talk about.
Speaking of gay famous,
I don't know what this transition is.
No, I don't know.
We are here for the ultimate LPC v. Ian Allred smack, Gleeginals smack down.
Okay.
You may remember 2 weeks ago, friend of the podcast, Drew, sent us an email asking us to create our own 12-person Glee clubs and then present our regionals. Mm-hmm. What is the word? Our regional set list.
Yeah.
I don't know if Drew said it should be a competition or if we just decided to make it a competition. But we made it a competition. And we also picked a theme, and by we, I mean the internet, a random word generator, picked a theme, and the theme was scandalous.
Scandalous.
So, Leaner Canasta.
Yeah.
How are we doing this? Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first? Do we flip a coin?
Okay, I think you should go first and set the tone.
You think I should go first?
Yeah. Do you want me to go first?
I can go first. It's just going to be sad for everyone that we're going to peak so early.
You are so mean. It's you don't even know.
Really, it's going to be really tragic for everyone.
You should have seen me. I was literally at work. I was up all night sweating about this. Didn't come up with a single idea in the night. Literally just organized things today. I've been thinking about it for quite some time.
Girl.
But I sweat about it all night. But today I was working on I have a presentation that I'm doing tomorrow at work because I'm a corporate girly. Mm-hmm. And literally the whole
time
I was
the
trying to figure
out
fucking mashups in my head.
Yeah, that's your priority, babe. That's your priorities.
I know, literally.
The question is, how do we determine a winner? Do we like do a poll on our Instagram story? Or is it like... In the comments of the Instagram post, we put like this comment for Lena's group, like this comment for Ian's group.
We could do either.
Okay.
I'm just nervous if I lose, I'll cry. I'm a sore loser, a sore winner as well. I'm terrible to compete with. And this is why I'm not really competitive, because I have a shit ass attitude.
And here's the deal. I don't have to worry about that because I'm going to win.
You're going to win.
So it doesn't matter.
Well, you don't even know what I have. You don't even know what I have.
And you don't know what I have, sister. And you don't know what I have.
Do you want to flip a coin?
I can go first if you want.
Are you going to play the music? Because I was going to play the music.
I am playing something. Okay.
Oh, Lord.
I mostly because I have it like mapped out like who sings every line.
Oh, you haven't? You have.
I have.
Oh, I do not.
Oh, I have it. Girl, I told you, you're not, you don't know what you have started.
Me have started? I haven't started a damn thing.
So, to review, here's who I'm working with. Here are my 12 Glee Clubbers.
Oh, Lord.
Grammy Award winner Michael Bolton. April Rhodes, famous alcoholic. Santana Lopez. Britney S. Pierce, queen of dancing. Famous lesbian Santana Lopez. Famous bisexual Britney S. Pierce. Famous ballerino Jake Puckerman. Mm-hmm. Famous HBIC Kendra Giardi.
Of course.
Multiple television award winner, I think daytime Emmy award winner. I looked it up. Katie Couric. It's like, yep, she got like a governor's award or something for reporting. So Katie Couric.
Katie is famous.
Katie is famous. She is genuinely famous. I just don't know if she has an Emmy. Niata Hopeful, Harmony, no last name. Grammy Award winner and former Tony's host, Josh Groban. Mm-hmm. The Incest Twins, famous Incest Twins, Madison and Mason McCarthy, and famous daughter of a man who is not in the mob, Sugar Mata.
Her superpower is money.
Her superpower is money. Now, the theme is scandalous. What are we wearing, you ask? I'm glad you asked. We are dressed in famous fashion scandals. However, this is like a school event and some of these characters are children. So I wasn't going to do like anything risque.
So, I made them all adults in my head.
I mean, that's fair. But I also, regardless, it's classy at show choir. We're not going to do anything like too revealing.
Of course.
So all the women are dressed in famous fashion controversy, the dress.
Oh, that's great.
Is it blue and black? Is it white and gold? All the women, I have a visual aid. This is Katie Couric.
You are
Katie Couric and Kendra Giardi dressed in the dress.
Girl, you're kidding me.
I told you, you're not ready. Now, this is a little bit more niche. The men's outfit's a little more gay famous, if you will. The men are wearing the handmade outfit that Julia Roberts wore as she was getting coffee in 2002 to protest her then boyfriend's estranged wife, who was refusing to divorce her boyfriend so that Julia Roberts could marry him. The estranged wife's name was Vera Steinberg, and Julia Roberts wore a handmade t-shirt that said, good drag name, a low Vera, as in like aloe vera. But to be like, Vera is low, she sucks. So here I have Michael Bolton wearing the aloe Vera t-shirt, along with jeans and a blazer. So famous fashion scandals. The men are dressed as scandalous Julia Roberts calling out her boyfriend's wife. And the women are dressed as the dress, the titular dress.
The titular dress. I love it.
Each of our songs is a song that caused musical scandal.
Musical controversy.
First up, you might have Britney Spears on your team. We're flipping you the bird because we're performing one of her hits, If You Seek Amy.
Yeah.
We start out, Britney S. Pierce is leading this number. And she sings the first, la, 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 la. Add in Jake Puckerman, and he does a harmony. He does la 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 la. Britney has the, oh baby, baby, have you seen Amy tonight? Is she in the bathroom? Is she smoking up outside? Oh baby, baby, does she take a piece of lime for the drink that I'm a buyer? Do you know just what she likes?
Do you know just what she likes?
Yeah, I don't know this song very well. I was supposed to re-listen to it before recording. I don't like to play songs in their totality because legally I don't think we can. And I don't, not that they would ever, Britney Spears' people would ever find this, but just in case. But I'll play a little bit because I don't know this song well enough. This is Britney. This is Jake. Britney again. I just wanna both of them. And then this chorus starts with Michael Bolton. And he does,
oh,
love
Lord.
Me, hate me, say what you want about me. But all the boys and all the girls are big into if you seek me. Santana, love me, hate me, but can't you see what I see? All of the boys and all of the girls are begging to if you seek me. And then both of them do la 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 over top.
Team up of the century.
Team up of the century over top. Kendra Giardi is singing,
oh, say what you want about me.
Yes.
Oh, but can't you see what I see?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, say what you want about me.
That's Kendra Giardi over top. The reason that Brittany and Jake have cut out is because they are doing a
dance break.
Yeah, and the dance break is they want to F-U-C-K each other.
Of course.
So it's them like doing a lot of like very sexy dancing. However, we don't want to be heteronormative. So the McCarthy twins are also coming in. And, you know, like Mason is having some like queer stuff with Jake.
Love.
And Madison is having some queer stuff with Amy. With Amy. Brittany, pardon me. But I don't know how good of dancers Mason and Madison are. So they're mostly there to like have
they're
little
the
moments.
Cheerios.
They are in the Cheerios. But the majority of the choreo is Brittany Jake.
They're there to bump and grind.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the bridge? Can you sing the bridge of this? So tell me if you see her, because I've been waiting here forever.
So tell me if you've seen her. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
So Brittany does this. So tell me if you see her. And Sugar Mata, this is simple enough. She can talk it if she needs to. She does the, let me know what she was wearing, what she's like. And then Jake, because I've been waiting here forever. Sugar, let me know where she was going. I don't mind. And then Brittany, oh, baby, baby, if you seek me tonight, Jake. Oh, baby, baby, we'll do whatever you like. And Madison McCarthy adds on top for the harmony on the whatever you like. And then Brittany, oh, baby, 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 Jake. Oh, baby, baby, baby. And they're like up on each other, like ready to touch. And then the McCarthy twins come and pull them apart on McCarthy twins singing la, 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 la. Add Brittany and Jake all four. La, 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 la. Michael Bolton takes the beginning of the chorus again. Santana takes the second half of the chorus with April Rhodes doing the Britney Spears vocalizations riffs on top. Mm-hmm. That is if you seek Amy.
Yeah.
A lot of Britney and Jake dancing. It's their big dance feature.
Of course.
Now, our second number is a medley mashup. It is controversial musicals medley, scandalous musicals medley.
Love.
These are all musicals that either were controversial as a piece of theater or had some sort of behind the scenes controversy.
Love.
We are featuring Unworthy of Your Love from Assassins, performed by the
nasty.
McCarthy twins.
Obsessed. Oh, they'd
scandalous
be so good in those roles.
Because it's by about assassins. Next, yep. We are featuring Sunset Boulevard from Sunset Boulevard, sung by Josh Groban. Scandalous because of the infamous Patti LuPone getting replaced by Glenn Close for the U.S. version and her suing Andrew Lloyd Webber over it.
And getting a pool.
And getting the Andrew Lloyd Webber Memorial Pool. Then we go into Easy to Be Hard from Hair, scandalous for subject matter at the time, sung by Harmony.
Boners.
And then we take it all home with Music That Makes Me Dance from Funny Girl, sung by April, famous for scandalous for the infamous Beanie Feldstein and Lea Michele casting drama.
I love.
So here's how this works. Mason sings, I am nothing. You are wind and water and sky, Jody. Tell me, Jody, how can I earn your love? Madison, let me feel fire. Let me drink poison. Tell me to tear my heart in two. Both, if that's what you want me to do, I am unworthy of your love, Jody, darling. Let me prove worthy of your love. I'll find a way to earn your love. Wait and see. Then you will turn your love to me. ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-ba-da-da, ba-da-da, ba-ba-da-da, ba-ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da, ba-da-da, Josh Groban. And if I'm honest, I like the lady. I can't help being touched by her folly. I'm treading water, taking the money, watching her sunset. Well, I'm a writer.
Perfect.
Sunset Boulevard, Ruthless Boulevard, destination for the stony-hearted. Sunset Boulevard, Lethal Boulevard. Everyone's forgotten how they started here on Sunset Boulevard. Can people be so heartless? It's now harmony. Mm-hmm. How can people be so cruel? Easy to be hard, easy to be cold. And she has the Cassie Levy version. Thank you. Especially people who care about strangers, who care, say they care about social injustice. Do you only care about the bleeding crowd? How about a needing friend? I need a friend. And the piano comes in for Funny Girl. And I have fully recorded this. So now you're going to listen to the recording.
Oh, God.
This is led by April, but all five people get a little solo moment.
He'll sleep and he'll rise.
I have a cold. I recorded this fully this morning with a cold.
That adore him. How can people have no feelings? Bore him it might, but he won't leave my sight. For
harmony again.
How can they ignore their in every way, every day, I need less of myself.
And then here come the McCarthy twins.
More I am unworthy of your love. His is the only music
you
that
dancing
makes me.
And then all five.
Yes, his is the only music that makes me dance.
That's our medley. That's a Scandalous Musicals medley. And now we're finishing it off with the 2013 Miley Cyrus VMA scandal. We're doing We Can't Stop. This is when Sugar Mata's dad not being in the mob really comes in handy. We got a lot of like people in teddy bear costumes. We got people with like teddy bears strapped to their backs. Maybe we'll bring out the teddy bear with the like laser sunglasses. I don't know. But this is Katie Couric's big time to shine. Katie Couric in her beautiful broadcaster voice. She does the, it's our party. We can do what we want. It's our party. We can say what we want. It's our party. We can love who we want. We can kiss who we want. We can screw who we want. Santana Lopez. Red cups and sweaty bodies everywhere. Hands in the air like we don't care. Because we kind of have so much fun now. But somebody here might get some now. You guys, I literally don't know these songs very well. We got Sugar and the McCarthy twins on the Hey Hey's in the background there. Then other famous party girl, April Rhodes, does If You're Not Ready to Go Home, Can I Get a Hell No? Sugar McCarthy's do the hell no. Because we gonna go all night till we see the sunlight. All right. Then we got Michael Bolton and Josh Groban on this harmony that I also have recorded so that you can hear it.
So la da 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 dee, we like to party, dancing with Molly, doing whatever we want.
Ew, that's really cursed. Ew.
What do you mean?
These are our roots.
That was me attempting to do a Michael Bolton impression.
That's really cursed.
We get Santana and April singing the chorus together with harmony, and then Kendra and Josh Groban join on the second half of the chorus. Sugar is doing the oh, oh, and the McCarthy's
perfect.
The McCarthy twins are doing the oh, oh. Here you go. Are you so glad I recorded demos of all of this? Are you having the time of your life?
I'm having the time of my life.
And we can't stop. And we won't stop.
How much time do you have on your fucking hand?
Can't you see it's we who own the night? Can't you see it's we who
own the night? And then Kendra and Josh come in.
And we can't stop.
Kendra's talking because she can't sing.
And we won't stop. We run things, things don't run we. Don't take nothing from nobody. Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
The person, you talking in the back, actually is demonic. It's really scary to my body.
And then Kendra and Santana do the, it's our party, we can do what we want to. Mm-hmm. It's our house, we can love who we want to. It's our song, we can sing what we want to. It's my mouth, I can say what I want to. And Josh Groban, Michael Bolton, and Sugar Mater are doing the want to, want to. And then April Rhodes comes in for the yeah, 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 yeah. You know that thing. Mm, uh-huh. And then we do the chorus one more time, and it's once again April and Santana on the chorus. And then Josh Groban comes in with Kendra at the end. And that is my scandalous regional set.
That's pretty scandalous.
You loved it. Thank you.
I loved it. No, you did a good job.
Thank you. It was what's the word? Multimedia presentation. We had visuals.
I liked it.
We really had audio. Gorgeous.
I really liked them. Theater of the Mind. So if that loses me this competition, so be it. Great, great job. That really was awesome.
Thank you.
I can tell you worked hard on it.
I did, in fact. This is what happens when you're stuck inside because you have a cold.
Hey, Slay. Hey. Okay. So this is mine. Theater of the Mind. Welcome. Let me tell you who I've got. Mm-hmm. I've got, obviously, Britney Spears. Famous.
Uh-huh.
You know her. America's fucking sweetheart.
Uh-huh.
Don't pretend like you don't know Britney Spears. Mercedes Jones. Not her drag persona.
Buick Smith.
Buick Smith, thank you. Rachel Berry. Mike Chang. Jesse St. James. Terry Schuster. Blaine. Leroy Berry. Yeah. Olivia Newton-John. Cassandra July. Carl Howell. And Neck Brace Cheerio. We open. The costumes. We are wearing the classic Glee dress. The good one, not the bad one. Black. This time, pleather.
Amazing. Scandal.
The boys. Pleather pants. Pleather button-up shirts with short sleeve and skinny tie. What is going on?
Oh my goodness.
And I know you don't want to... So much of my brain was I would play a little bit of it, but just to maybe do a reveal to you, I have a whole playlist on Spotify. Mm-hmm. But Terry Schuster is the first to come out.
Got it.
Okay, let me tell you. Terry Schuster takes lead on this, and then I'll explain. So, singing the na-na-nas is Jesse St. James.
Amazing. Amazing.
But I'll stop. just to reveal that. So, singing the na-na-na-nas, Jesse St. James.
Yes.
And then coming in with a solo, Terry Schuster. Mm-hmm. This looks good being bad, Jesse.
Got it.
Terry, there's no way I'm turning back. Because I may be bad, but I'm perfectly good at it. Doing harmonies with Jesse St. James. And then it's a mashup. Don't worry. Mashed up with. And guess who's singing this song? Cassandra July.
Amazing pick.
Right? Isn't that kind of fun?
Amazing
pick. Could you imagine? Like, are you a man? Because I'm a bitch. But mostly doing the, because I'm just looking for the whole club. Joyride, joyride. And they're doing like the, you know how Kesha does that dance? And she does it with the guys in the puppy masks?
No.
If you don't know, you don't know. But, you know, they're all in like S&M gear / like they're in like the leather stuff. That these are also, the story is, this is an adult choir.
Yes.
Because I am here to make, I'm like the Sue Sylvester meme. Mm-hmm. I'm here to make a Glee Club regionals number or regional set list that is so sexual.
Yeah.
That's because there's nothing more scandalous than especially women standing in their own sexual power. So that's what I've got going on today. So Cassandra July taking Joyride. Can you literally imagine?
We're all
dancing like, you know, Kesha does in that. That's the mashup. Very fun, very Slay. I also thought Carl would do good on like the me and my patois. It's a da 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 da. And then, because I'm going to be bad, but I'm going to be bad. Okay. Next, another mashup, because I really just got really into making mashups today. And I think this one is the most offensive thing I'll literally ever do in my whole life. We're doing. Oh. We'll start with the other one. This is Virgo's Groove by Beyonce.
I don't know this song.
You need to. This is the best song ever. Very sexual song. I'll sing a little bit. Mm-hmm. But Mercedes Jones taking the lead. And then it's mashed up. And then Mercedes is taking the lead on that. And then Olivia Newton-John is taking over. Because that song is so groovy, so disco-y.
Then
I am going to mash it up with... Do You Think I'm Sexy by the Warblers? Now listen. I think scrap the... But something about... And if I may, I seriously was writing a presentation at work listening to Virgo's Groove going... If you want my body,
that's very good.
Come on, sugar, let me know. And giving Blaine his chance to shine and actually do that song on the show. I thought that would be pretty slay. That'd be pretty fun. This is, you know, this is Mercedes's, you know, big moment where she gets to sing, be the center of attention. Also, Olivia Newton-John is there, obviously. Come on.
Yeah.
And then Blaine gets to harmonize and shit and be cute, I guess. And then... to play just a second of it for you. We're ending with. And this one's crazy. And I think you're wondering, we're missing a few people here. We're missing one person really here. And she hasn't been here. We've been hiding her.
Mm-hmm.
And she drops down from the ceiling.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about. And we're going to do it. Leroy Berry. And we're going to do it. I'll let you. Do you know what it is?
Not yet.
This is Circus.
Yeah.
So, and this is the reveal moment.
Yeah.
So, Britney Spears comes down in a bubble dog. No, she comes down in, like, you know, like probably a bird cage. You know, we're doing Circus. Mm-hmm. She's dressed as a lion tamer, little red, little thing. Amazing. You know, a little cap. And then all the pleather. Oh, shit. What are we going to do with the pleather? Oh, you don't even know what the fuck is going on. Reveal, we're all different circus characters. Leroy Berry is a strong man.
Amazing.
I thought Rachel could be a lion and Brittany could be the lion, lion tamer. And then Rachel's taking top harmony on Circus. This is also the moment where... You know, Mike is dancing with Neck Brace Cheerio. We're going to shoot Neck Brace Cheerio out of a cannon. We're doing a whole thing. It's very fun, very slay. I also was like, should I mash this up with 360? And then I decided against it. I thought, let's do Circus for real, for real. So we're doing it. And then there's this moment, and I'll play just a second of it for you. Just so you get the... Let's go. And this is the dance break. And you know what's happening. We've all hidden knives under our outfits. We are knife dancing. They're not sharp. They're not sharp. Don't comment on Brittany's Instagram post. She is fine, you guys. But we're doing lots of spins. We're I had it in my head that it could go da 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 shing and like sparks as well. And then like Mike is doing like tightrope stuff and like doing lots of flips and tricks and dancing. And Leroy Berry is very strong and lifting people up. And then Neck Brace Cheerio at the end flies into the crowd and then lands perfectly. Her neck is already broken.
Yeah, it can't get any worse than that.
It can't get any worse. And that's right.
gorgeous, fantastic, amazing.
Thank you.
Wow.
A stiff competition, dare I say.
Truly, truly. I do think I got
it's okay.
Too excited about mine. And it just ended up being a jumbled mess. The presentation of me going.
You were very excited.
I worked on this.
And talking very quick. Oh, I know.
A lot.
I can tell. No, it shows.
Oh my gosh.
It really shows, genuinely.
Well, we'll see. May the best Glee Club win, baby.
Or maybe we'd walk away with a tie and it no could be, no.
It could be
happens.
Sectional season two. It could be sectional
I
season
like
two.
That.
We'll see.
I made a whole playlist on Instagram, LOL, on Spotify. So many songs. I had it in my head that I really wanted, like, I really wanted Jesse St. James to sing, like, Girls by the Dare, and, like, I really wanted Buttons to happen in there somewhere, I was doing so many mashups, I was like, I can't make this work. I didn't even think about doing a medley. That was so smart. That's hey. So smart.
Hey.
Got a good musical head on ya. Damn.
That was a fun one. I was wondering, because I was like, she's probably going to do a Britney song because she has Britney.
Yeah.
I was like, what do I do if she's also doing If You Seek Amy?
It was on my list. It was on my
exactly.
list.
I was like, that's going to be crazy.
I was nervous. We both were going to do Brad Summer stuff for some reason. So I really tried to, I was like, I can't do Brad Summer right now. I don't know. Yeah. Really got it in my head that you were in your Charlie XCX phase.
I
don't know.
I got really excited about April and Santana singing We Can't Stop and really just ran from there.
No, it's so awesome.
Yeah, I got really thrilled about that.
I literally was just thinking about that today and how, I was thinking about how Sabrina Carpenter fans are getting angry at her right now because they're like, I can't bring my 5-year-old to this show. And then someone was like, you could not have handled Bangers Miley.
Yeah.
at all. That was such a scandal. Oh my God. We were talking about it at school.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
Lord.
Still remember the night of the VMAs. It was, people were talking about it like crazy. What a
people
time.
People were talking about it like satanic panic.
Yeah. Genuinely.
No,
genuinely,
for real.
Genuinely. What a wild time.
What a wild ride. Oh,
well,
thank you to everyone who came along for this ride.
Thanks scandalous. For joining us. Thanks for joining us in this scandalous hangout episode.
Oh my God.
Tune in a week for part one of our Alfonso series.
Oh my God. It's a good one, you guys.
Tune in tonight at your local theater for Wicked. Although, I don't know if it's released like all over. I mean,
I know AMCs are doing like early screenings, but go see it anytime this weekend, you guys.
Yeah. And I don't know when it's released internationally. So much love to you internationally. I'm pretty sure in the UK it's now, but I think in other countries it's not until December. So much love.
I feel like my Irish friends have already seen it.
What?
Yeah. I might be making that up. No.
The premiere, the UK premiere is tonight, like right now.
Yeah, it's just right now.
That's actually where I'm headed. That's why I have to go, is I'm headed to the UK premiere tonight.
We'll have fun.
Catch a flight. So, see ya.
Oh,
all right.
See ya.
Love you all. If you have thoughts, send them to recoveringgleek@gmail.com. Watch Charlie's episode of SNL. Listen for my laugh.
Yeah. Have a great rest of your week, you guys. I hope that you enjoy Wicked, and I hope that you take pity on me and vote for me in our regionals.
No, vote your conscience. Vote your conscience. And I do say that because I was giving you smack before, one, because I was very excited, but two, just because it's more fun to talk smack. But I do feel like we both have like very strong set lists.
Yes. I think if we were to sit down watching those two set lists, I think it would be very exciting. I think
that's why I think
very fun.
People should vote their conscience, because I genuinely think it's anyone's game. So let's see what the people
I don't
think.
Have visual. Maybe I could make a visual aid to go on the Instagram to trick people into thinking I was more prepared than I was.
Just Photoshop Rachel Berry in a lion costume. Like do the lion from The Wizard of Oz, and then put Lea Michele's face on it.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
There you go.
Perfect.
There you go.
I love it. Have a great rest of your week, you guys. Unlimited.
Hey, if you want to hear our thoughts on Wicked,
join our Patreon.
They'll be coming up next week after we see it. And talk about it.
Have a great rest of your day. Here is a hangout kiss on your hangout forehead.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review and tell your friends, please.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.